So I got some new equipment for these podcasts. It's going to be up in the audio quality. Got a new fancy pop filter in front of this now, this microphone that my amazing video guy, Kent Rochester, dropped on my desk. So thank you very much, Kent, for sending this over. And guys, I'm really excited for this next year and the guests that we're going to be bringing on and the people that we're going to be pulling those stories out of how they've really transcended the odds and done what most people don't do, set out on their own and be insanely successful at whatever they're doing. And we've got some amazing things planned. Great feedback from y'all that you're sending through and some people you want to see on and some topics we want to tackle and some things we've been doing great and some things we haven't been doing great. So keep that feedback coming in. Okay, but what we're going to be talking about today is predictions, okay? Predictions, not necessarily, you know, rubbing the magic eight ball or rubbing the crystal ball and like knowing exactly what's going to happen. But one thing that we do here at Carrot every year is we oftentimes look at that next year, look at the next 5 years and kind of cast our vision on what we think is going to happen, what we think is going to happen in the real estate market, what we think is going to happen online as far as generating leads goes. We dive in and do research. We look at what happened that year. We look at where trends are going. And then we come up with our predictions and we usually keep them internal. But here's some of the things that we're going to be laying out today is we're going to be laying out kind of what my predictions are on how the web is going to shake out, how online marketing is going to shake out in 2017. Okay. If you're a real estate investor, if you're a real estate agent, how is that going to impact? How are those changes going to impact the way that you do your business? And there's going to be some big changes. We're already seeing some of those. When we tap into our data, which we have more data here at Investor Carrot for online leads generated by real estate investors than any other system in the world, we have a ton of data that can help guide us on where things are going. And so we're going to be giving you access to some of that data on this Carrot Cast and, of course, a lot more in 2017. And hopefully going to give you some things that you need to shift and adjust to before the year starts. Now, if you're listening to this here, I guess not before the year starts, because I'm recording this two days before the new year, so you're probably going to get this a week after or 2 weeks after the new year. But these predictions can help you get ahead of your competition. Some of them are going to be obvious that you're like, man, I already knew that. Some of them are going to be, well, shoot, I knew that, but I didn't know how important it was. Okay, and some of them you probably don't know about at all. And before I dive into that, what I want you guys to do is head over to iTunes right now. And if you've been listening to this Carrot Cast for 2 episodes or 10 episodes or, you know, all 28 that we've recorded so far, please go over to iTunes or go over to Google Play or wherever the heck you listen to this. Go over to our website at carrotcast.com or just find us at oncarrot.com/blog. And give me some feedback. I'd really love some candid feedback. If there are some things that you're not loving, you're like, man, this would absolutely make me wet my pants if I heard interviews on this, like in a good way. Let me know that. Okay, if you're absolutely loving some of the interviews, let me know that too. Because we want to make this an amazing, life-changing hour for you each and every week in 2017. All right? We're going to be bringing on a lot of guests who are not real estate investors in 2017 to help you live an amazing life. We're going to be bringing on a lot of our customers who are just regular everyday Joes who are making it work. And we're going to be bringing on a lot of real estate agents too who are transcending between agent and investing and making this market shift work. So let's start there with predictions, okay? So one thing that we predicted about 18 months ago was the shift in the market. Now, it's not just us that predicted this. There was data everywhere out there that showed that the market was going to shift around this time. You know, the past 6 months, the sellers, the market in many markets around the country became a seller's market in a big way. Okay, a year ago, it was a massive seller's market. 8 months ago, really, really big seller's market. Here in Oregon, I live in a town called Roseburg. Even in a small town called Roseburg, houses were selling fast when they're in the bread and butter market. When you get up into the higher dollar price, those weren't selling as fast in our area. But you get up to Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, or San Francisco, especially Portland and Seattle, guys and gals, you list the properties, and within that day, you have multiple above asking price offers. Now, what does this tell us? If you look back to where the market was in 2005, 2004, 2003 a little bit, 2006, that is the type of market that many places are in right now, where you list a property, you get multiple above asking price offers, and your house sells really fast. So what does that mean for real estate agents and investors? What we predicted about 18 months ago was as markets become hugely seller's markets, you're going to see a flood of real estate investors enter the market, or people that want to be real estate investors, house flippers, wholesalers, the whole thing. They're going to see the late night infomercials. You know, the seminars are going to be picking up around the country, and you're going to see a flood of competition come in the market. Now, that can be a good thing or a bad thing. I'm going to be talking about why that can be a good thing here in a second. But on the flip side of that, you have the other wave. You have a follow-up wave. So what happens every time with a real estate market is you have this. Okay, housing prices take a dive, and the investors on the edge, they jump out of the market. Okay, it's the people who don't really have the business models down, the people who didn't probably diversify their business enough in multiple markets or multiple types of deals, the people who were too over-leveraged on credit lines, rather than working with private lenders. Those types of investors usually leave the market when the market crashes because they probably had too many projects going. They probably were over-leveraged with credit. They probably now can't pay off the loans because they can't sell the houses they were flipping. They had eight houses that they were working on at once, all on credit, and they bought on appreciation. They didn't buy on an actual amazing deal. They bought on appreciation. So that killed them. What happens? That flushes out the market. And then in that 2008-2009 time period, what we all saw was the savvy investors were piling into the market, but it wasn't as many people in volume. Just the savvy people were diving in and buying up as many houses as they could at the low prices. That was the short sale and foreclosure market. So if we're looking at online marketing back in the day, back in that time, we really focused our marketing messaging on foreclosures, on short sales, on how to keep your home, things like that. And it really, really worked well for motivated house sellers because that's what they were looking for. They were all over leveraged. They couldn't find buyers. They couldn't find cash buyers, that's for sure. Okay, unless they were selling at a really, really low price. So the marketing message at that time was that. As the market changed through 2009, 10, 11, 12, even 2012 was a great time to buy a property. Something shifted in 2014, 2015, okay, where lending guidelines started to loosen up a little bit. You could get an insanely great loan at an insanely good price. We just bought a new house in June of this year. And it was a rather sizable loan. Our interest rate was 3.5%, 3.5% on a 15-year loan. It might have even been 3.2%, something like that. So when you have those interest rates really low and you have an abundance of inventory that couldn't sell for years but now is coming on the market, where sellers couldn't sell for years and they sat on the sidelines and they said, you know what, I'm going to wait till the market heats up to sell so I can get my value back. That's what happened in 2014-15, where all these sellers were coming back in the market to recapture that value they could not sell earlier, okay, or to capture the profits on the properties that they bought in 9, 10, 11, 12. They lived in the house for several years or own it as an investment. Now they're ready to capitalize on that profit. They put those properties up for sale along with crazy low interest rates, right? So you have a perfect storm for people wanting to sell houses, home values driving up, and everyone and their dog thinking that they can flip houses. So going back to my previous point, that caused a huge, huge, huge wave of people diving into the real estate market that's still massive right now who want to flip houses and wholesale. And so what that means is right now, if you're a real estate investor, you're going to see more competition for your deals. You're going to go to the county courthouse steps or see foreclosures, and you're going to see these properties going for way more than they're worth. If you're not seeing that and you're at those auctions, you're probably the one paying too much for it. And if you're buying on appreciation, you're probably going to be the one that gets bit and left holding the bag. If you're flipping 9, 10, 11, 12 houses right now and you're basing it all off of appreciation, hoping that the appreciation of those properties will continue to go up, you're probably going to get left hand holding the bag sometime. And that's happened to so many, so many real estate investors. It's a repeating phenomenon that happens is times get good, so they go all in on the good instead of focusing on business fundamentals. Okay, so the second wave that happens is as seller markets heat up and it becomes really easy to sell a house, what happens to real estate agents? A lot of those people who are wholesaling houses or flipping houses are now having a harder time to flip those houses because the increased competition, they haven't shifted their model, they haven't gone into other markets where they're underserved, they haven't found other ways to dispose of leads rather than just the same way they've been doing. They haven't adjusted to the market. Now they're bouncing over to the agent market. And they're going, okay, I'm going to be an agent again because it's easier for me to do deals as an agent. It's easier for me to list properties and sell them rather than me to wholesale them or flip them because they haven't shifted their model. So you have that secondary wave that usually follows the wholesaling and house flipping wave by about 12 to 18 months, where you see this massive wave of real estate agents popping in. And we're in the middle of that wave right now. Okay, where tons of people are shifting back over from being a wholesaler or flipper to an agent. Tons of people are entering the market to be an agent because they hear from their other friends, they hear from everyone, it's easy to make money as a real estate agent. But what both of these have in common and what our prediction is of course the market's going to get even more cluttered in 2017. So how do you stand out? How do you stand out from that clutter? I'm going to be going over exactly how you stand out in that clutter in 2017 here in a bit, okay? So what another one of the trends is that we see that's going to be happening big time in 2017, in addition to the wave of house flippers and wholesalers continuing to be there, the second wave, the follow-up wave of agents, people piling into the agent world and people shifting from investor to agent is still going to be there going strong. Even though housing prices in many markets are starting to soften again, we're still going to see that enthusiasm for becoming a real estate agent there, okay? Because usually the enthusiasm stays far, far beyond the actual change in price in the market. And same thing, you'll have a lot of agents get caught left holding the bag who didn't dive in and really set a true foundation for why people should work with them. And I'm going to walk you through what's going to work in 2017 to cut through that clutter once again. But one of the biggest things that we're seeing, we've been seeing it for years, we've reported on it for many years, is the mobile wave, right? So with online marketing, one thing that we focus on heavily at Investor Carrot over the past 3 years is really leading the charge on mobile. How do we not just make your websites look great on mobile, like make them mobile friendly, but how do we make them perform amazingly on mobile? Because those are two completely different things. 10 years ago, everyone was told to go get a website. Right? Everyone has said, you have to be online, you have to get a website. So what did everyone do? Not just real estate investors, I'm talking plumbers, I'm talking Main Street America. What did everyone do? Everyone went online, or they went to their local web development shop and said, hey, get me a website online, right? They went to those free and cheap website builders, they launched a website, they threw their hands up in the air in celebration, said, I am online. And they thought that that was the finish line. What they soon figured out was as everybody became online, you know, just being online was no longer an advantage for you. In the early days, if you were online and had a good website, that was an advantage because your competition probably didn't. But now that all of your competition has a website, no matter what type of business you're in, the second wave that follows that is, oh my gosh, I've got a website, but I'm not getting leads from it. So how do you stand out from that clutter? How do you make your website actually perform online? Not just be online, perform online, rank well for phrases your prospects are typing in, convert a visitor into a lead at a high and consistent rate. Most websites don't do that. Most real estate investor websites, I would venture to say 8 to 9 out of 10 real estate investor websites that we see every single day are not optimized to perform very well. They're online, but they're not optimized. So those websites that are optimized to perform well, like we do here with Carrot, are crushing the people who just have a website up. So as far as the mobile wave goes, the mobile wave now is the quote unquote, you need a website of 10 years ago. Okay. So last year it's like, oh my gosh, you need your website to be mobile friendly. Google even made an update in March or April of 2016 where they basically rolled out the mobile friendly update, which adjusted their search listings that basically gave some sort of a preference, especially when people search on mobile, toward websites that were deemed mobile friendly by Google. Okay. We were ahead of that charge. We made our websites mobile friendly way before Google made it required. And, you're set. Or so people think, right? So the first thing people did in April was they went onto Google's mobile friendly testing tool. They put their website into it. They got a green thumbs up from Google saying it's mobile friendly. And they said, you know what? I am good to go. But that to me, guys and gals, is the same issue of just throwing a website online and saying, thumbs up, I'm good to go, I am now online. Okay, just being mobile friendly, all that means, guys and gals, is your website looks decent on a cell phone. It doesn't mean it's going to perform well on a cell phone. And that's where most people get caught. Most people aren't looking at the performance side of mobile. And today, over 56% of all of the online leads right now through the Carrot platform are coming from cell phone devices and tablets. The majority of them from cell phones, almost, you know, the vast majority from iPhones, according to our data. Over 56%. 2 years ago, the number was mid-40s. Last year, it was teetering over that 50% ratio. We did a big announcement about it last year on a blog post that it finally crossed over 50% on average. Now it's consistently over 55% of all the leads, not just traffic, leads that come in on investor care websites are from mobile devices. So mobile, guys and gals, is not the future. Mobile is like the now or almost slash the yesterday. Okay. Having a mobile-friendly website is the equivalent of you needing to be online, that call to needing to have a website 10 years ago. Now, the next thing you need to be focusing on in 2017, if you haven't already, is making your website not just mobile friendly, but perform amazingly well on mobile. We did a couple blog posts, did a couple webinars. If you go to oncarrot.com/resources, I've got a great webinar I did on how to structure your website to be amazingly optimized for mobile performance. Okay. So go to oncarrot.com/resources. Check out that mobile website guide. We even have a fancy checklist over there that'll walk you through exactly what you need to do for 2017 to make sure your website not just is mobile friendly, but performs well on a mobile device. Carrot customers, all that's already done for you. So you don't need to check out that resource. Okay. We've helped you cut the learning curve there. Another massive reason that we need to focus on mobile in a big way in 2017, and we're going to be erring on the side of mobile in a huge way, even bigger than we have been this year in 2017 here at Carrot with our software features, is Google keeps on making updates that indicates that mobile is its main focus. Okay. So there was a mobile friendly update made in March and April. Once again, where it looked at every single website, gave you a mobile-friendly tag if the person was searching on a cell phone, and then it sometimes bumped up your website if it was deemed mobile-friendly and those above you weren't. Another thing that they rolled out was a massive AdWords update around the summertime where they trimmed and got rid of all of the ads on the right side of the sidebar. Now, a lot of people looked at that and didn't think it was a big deal. Now, it may not have been a big deal for many people, but the reason I'm saying it was a big deal because it indicates where Google is going. Okay, so there was an impact for sure on AdWords on organic. We're going to be working up a report hopefully this spring with one of our partners on the actual effect based on data that we found. But one of the things that we need to be looking at is let's look at that as an indication for where Google is going. Okay, and the reason Google made that update is because they wanted their desktop search experience to mimic what it looks like on a cell phone. Okay, so on a cell phone, you don't have ads on the right side of your phone. You only have four at the top and four at the bottom, or four at the top and three at the bottom. It depends on what search you're making. Okay, so Google's saying we want to mimic the search experience on both sides because we heavily see people searching from mobile more and more, probably as much, if not more, on mobile as they're seeing on desktop. Okay, so they're erring on the side of mobile, so we should be too. So what does that tell you for your importance and your focus on your website for 2017? If you're doing online marketing as an agent or an investor, you should 100% be focusing on how to massively give yourself an advantage on the mobile side over your competition. Okay, Facebook, let me throw you some more stats. 81% of the Facebook traffic we're seeing comes from mobile devices. Okay, over 80% of the traffic from Facebook is coming from mobile devices. And we're finding ways more and more each month to use Facebook and Facebook ads to really generate buyer leads, seller leads, tenant leads on an effective basis. So if you're driving traffic from Facebook to a website that's not optimized to perform really well on mobile, not just mobile friendly, but optimized to convert your visitor into a lead on mobile, then you're wasting a lot of your money. You can give yourself a massive raise and massive ROI with the ad spend by driving them to a website that's set up to effectively focus on mobile conversion, which most aren't. Okay. Another Facebook stat, 56% of users only log in on a mobile device. And that's going to keep climbing. I wouldn't doubt it if we saw that number go over 60% this year of people who only use Facebook on a mobile device. So if you're doing Facebook ads, you need to make sure when you're typing out your Facebook ads in 2017 that you look at the mobile version of that ad as much, if not more, as the desktop version. And one of the big mistakes we'll see from people is they type out their ad copy and it looks great on desktop. All of your words are in there, it's full sentences and everything. But you look on the mobile version and part of your sentence is cut off because there's not enough space. So make sure you're typing out your ad to look great on mobile because that's where most of that traffic is going to be coming from. Okay? And there in Facebook's ad display, it gives you that display. It shows you exactly what that looks like. So once again, I'm going to wrap up this mobile talk, but if you are not an Investor Carrot member, if you have built your own, if you're on a different system from one of those free or cheap website builders, first of all, go to oncarrot.com. Go to responsive. So responsive, responsive.oncarrot.com, responsive.oncarrot.com or mobile.oncarrot.com. Okay. Go to responsive.oncarrot.com and test out your website to see if it's mobile friendly first. That's like your first thing you've got to do. Next, if it is mobile friendly, amazing. Then you need to make it perform well on mobile. Go to oncarrot.com/resources and watch the webinar and get the checklist on how to make your website perform great on a mobile device. Okay. Because most don't. And if you don't in 2017, you're going to get left behind the curve. So the next thing that we're going to be looking at in 2017 as a prediction, that we see. Actually, let me bounce back to the mobile thing. Just looked at one of my notes. This is one thing we've been doing here at Carrot more and more, and I would encourage all of you guys to do the same thing, especially if you're focusing on building your marketing online in 2017 in a big way as an agent or an investor, is look at your website and interact in your website on your cell phone as much, if not more, than you do on your desktop. So anytime you make an update to your website, anytime you have an ad going on Google AdWords or Facebook or Craigslist or wherever, anytime you make big adjustments or add a video to your website or something, go navigate that on your cell phone. Ask some of your friends or people in your office to look at it on your cell phone and take pictures of it and send it to you. Okay, because oftentimes you'll find things, especially on websites that are non-optimized for mobile performance, you'll find little things that just don't jive on mobile as well, and they look great on the computer. So make sure that you're investing that time and energy to look at your website and interact on your website, opt into your website, do all those things that your prospects will do on your cell phone as much, if not more, than you do on your computer. So another thing that we're going to be looking at big time in 2017, and this kind of plays into that surge of house flippers and wholesalers and the surge of people diving into being an agent or transitioning back to focus on listing and selling houses, is there's a lot of clutter, a lot of clutter. There's going to be a lot of competition, tons of people hanging up their shingle as an agent, wanting to list the house, but with no experience, little to no experience. There's going to be tons of very low experienced house flippers and wholesalers coming into the market. Now, if you're one of those people, I congratulate you. Okay, I congratulate you for seeing the opportunity in real estate. I congratulate you for taking that chance on yourself and going out there and creating a better life for yourself. And I also congratulate you and really encourage you to align with people, resources, systems that you really resonate with, that are proven to work, that you can help cut the learning curve as you go. Because if you're just entering a market like this, where there's likely to be another shift in the next 12 to 18 months in housing prices and demand, and likely going to be some interest rate bumps, which is going to drive a house buying demand down slightly, you need to really cut through that clutter and do it in a quick way. Because you're coming into one of the most competitive markets, possibly in the last 10 to 20 years, as a house flipper, wholesaler, agent. Now, once again, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. There's going to be so many successful agents, so many millionaires being made as investors over the next 2 to 3 years that just started this month, that it's not crazy. Okay, so it's not whether you can do it. It's whether you align with the right resources, right people, have the right plan, and stick with it. So congratulations, and we're here to encourage you on that path. But we're also here to make it realistic for you. That if we think that we're just throwing up a website, sending out some direct mail pieces, and going out there and talking to your friends and riling up some business, it's probably going to be kind of hard because there's tons of other people doing the same thing. So how do you cut through that clutter in 2017 leveraging the web? Well, this applies for both agents and investors in a big way. I'm going to lay out a few things that you should focus on in 2017 to cut through the clutter. Okay. One of the first things that you should be doing, guys and gals, is video. Now, I'm not going to say that video is right for everyone. You might be looking at this going, oh boy, video, I don't want to get on camera. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. If you look at the trends of how TV has gone, reality shows where it walks through and shows people's everyday life in work, in their job, you know, Dirty Jobs was one of the first examples of this. And then you have all of the house flipping shows, and you have all those shows where people are just doing their normal everyday jobs. And it's interesting. This is because people have an innate fascination in seeing behind the curtain of what normal people are doing, what people are doing that in an interesting type career. Okay. So if you start to look at that trend over the past 5, 6, 7 years of reality TV, especially job-based TV, it relays over into marketing as well. So those real estate investors and those agents who are able to kind of build their own media presence, and I'm not talking anything fancy or expensive. We literally started our video marketing, guys and gals, with an iPhone and a YouTube channel. That's it. Stuff that you already have access to with no extra cost. Okay. But those people that are willing to pick up that iPhone, those people that are willing to find ways to provide value and build personality through video and show people who you are. Show people what you're about. Show people some interesting things in your everyday life, in your work. They're going to cut through the clutter because it builds a lot of credibility. It builds a lot of trust and respect. Okay. Can you imagine if there's 5 competitors out there? You're a house buyer. There's 5 websites. You're one of them. Okay. You're not even ranked number one. Let's say you're number 3. The guy who's ranked number 1 has a normal website, has a little about page that's cool, some good quality stuff. Let's say they're even using Carrot. Okay, they have that advantage. Okay. And let's say number 2 is very similar to them. Let's say number 3 is you. And you could even be using the same platform, using Carrot. You customize it your own way so it looks different. It's your own personal touch and feel. But on there is a series of blog posts and a series of videos that walks through the different scenarios that you can help a house seller sell their house. And it's you or someone on your team talking about it. And on one of the videos, it's your iPhone. You're there in your car. You just left a house where the people were, they inherited a house from their uncle. There were 3 of them. They're all siblings. They're looking to sell the house. They don't want to list it with an agent. They want to get it done quickly. And you just talk to them and you lock down the deal. What you do is you whip out your phone in your car before you start driving or while you're driving or something like that. Get a phone, you know, a little phone thingy so it can stick on your window and you can talk while you're driving. I've got one in my truck. And you go, hey guys, I'm just now leaving this house here in Milwaukee. And I wanted to film a quick video because you might be going through the same situation. Now, these sellers inherited a house from their uncle, okay? And here's some of the problems that they've gone through. Here's some of their frustrations they told me about. Here's some of the things that they said that they wanted. And I walked through the house, and there's definitely some repairs that need to be done. Here's this, these issues, here's that issue. And being frank, here's what I am offering those sellers. Now, you're not going to tell them the price, but maybe you're going to say, you know, we as home buyers offer a service, and it's definitely a different service than an agent. An agent makes their money by listing the house, by marketing the house, by, you know, helping you with the closing documents, things like that. They get paid out of that closing, okay? But the difference is they're looking for someone who's going to pay full retail for it. They're probably going to be getting bank financing, and it might take you between, you know, 1 month, 6 months to actually close it. Even if you list your house and someone says that they'll buy it, that you accept an offer today, it's going to take you 30 to 45 days, sometimes 60 days to actually close that loan. And there's still the potential that that buyer might drop out because of loan issues. So what we offer them is we offer them, basically, we can buy this within 7 days. And you won't have to deal with it. Now, yes, we're going to be paying a lower price because there is a premium for that speed. There's a premium for us using our cash to buy these properties. We have to put up money to repair the property. You don't. We have to put up money to maintain the property while we're repairing it. You don't. We put up property to pay for all the closing costs. You don't. So there is a fee with it. But long story short, if you're going through this situation scenario as well, just call us here or submit your information to the form below, and we'd love to work with you. So what if you did that? What if you did that more in 2017? What if you found scenarios and times where you could dive in? And pardon my cold, guys and gals. It's just kind of cold this week. Sucks. But what if you could go out there and cut through that clutter by becoming the expert in your market for your people, even if it's just people visiting your website? Now, what if you share that on your Facebook? What if you launch an ad now driving to anyone that says that they're interested in selling their house on Facebook, and you send them that along with a link to your website with a series of other videos? Okay, what if you have a video up that walks through at the closing table with the seller? Hey, this is Trevor with ABC Properties. What I'm going to do is I just want to walk through our quick closing process. And I've got Bob here. He's actually a seller we're working with, and we're buying his house today. Say hi, Bob. And Bob says hi. Well, I want to walk through kind of what these closing documents look like, and then whip out your iPhone and just kind of record some stuff, blur it out, or have someone blur it out for you, that sensitive data, and say, okay, there's 5 documents we're going to have you close. We're going to have you fill out on closing day. The first one is X, and here's what it is. The second one is X. Here's what it is. So if you guys want to work with us, our process is very transparent. Just go here, submit your information here. We'd love to work with you. Bob, say bye and what you think about working with us. And they give a little testimonial. If you have these things littered all over your online presence, from your website to your social media, to your YouTube channel, you guys are going to be the ones cutting through the clutter and crushing it. Now, you might be asking, as a real estate agent, so how do I do this as a real estate agent? How do I cut through that clutter when there's 75 other brokers in my brokerage and that's only one brokerage in town? Well, the way that you do it is you cut through the clutter with content once again, okay? This is how we're winning this game in this market. As care at our companies with content, you're listening to some of that. That's how we cut through the clutter. It's how we build personality. It's how you build connection with the prospect. Okay. You can hear my voice. You can hear the passion in my voice that we love what we're doing. And hopefully you'll believe in what we believe in and want to work with us if we have a good value proposition, right? So it's the same thing as an agent or an investor. So one of the best ways to control the content game and cut through that clutter in 2017 is to niche down. So here's an example. I talked to my local real estate agent who I worked with to buy a property, to buy our house this year. So the house is on the river. Okay. We had a lot of issues with this river house, and I had never bought a house on the river. There are all kinds of things I didn't know what to look for, but our agent owned a house on the river. His in-laws or their in-laws own a house on the river, and he's bought and helped sell many houses on the river. So he knew all kinds of stuff. He knew there were going to be issues with water filtration and water pumps, and he knew there was going to be issues with this and with that and floodplain stuff, and I didn't know what to look for. But he did. He was the expert for me. He knew what to negotiate. He called up the vendors to get them out there to help. Okay? That saved me tens of thousands of dollars. But I didn't know that. I would have had no clue that he would have been a good real estate agent unless I was referred to him by a friend. Okay. But if I would have went on his website, and Rick, if you're listening to this, awesome. It's nothing that I haven't told you guys. But if I would have went on their website, Rick and Joanne, and seen that they specialize in river houses, and seen 4, 5, 6 videos of them walking through properties explaining tripping points of buying a river house and what you need to look for, I'm going to look at it and go, man, these people know what they're talking about. Like, they are the river house experts. And all it took was 4 or 5 videos and them saying they're the river house experts. It doesn't mean that's all they have to do, all they can do. It means now they have deemed themselves the experts and they've put out more content that's high value to their market. That if you're buying a house and you Google something about buy river house in Roseburg, Oregon, as an example, you find their content, you're going to be working with them because, like, man, these people know what they're talking about. I can see it's a real person. I can see he's trustworthy. So what can you do in your market to cut through that clutter in 2017? Because there's a lot of clutter. How can you niche something down? Are most of your deals as an investor coming from probate? Well, you need to dominate the probate game. You need to have a page up on your website, multiple blog posts and videos, walking through all the tripping points when you inherit a house and sell that house. 3, 4, 5 videos, okay? How the documents work, how the probate process works, why it might be better to sell your house rather than list it. Tripping points when selling a house through probate. You know, all kinds of stuff. And if you deem yourself the probate expert of San Antonio, the probate house buyer of San Antonio or inherited house buyer of San Antonio, people are going to be working with you rather than your competition because you cut through that clutter. You cut through the clutter in their mind, and now no longer are they wondering, man, am I working with the right people? They can see that you're an expert, you're a good person, you seem like someone who can articulate it well, and no one else can. Okay, so niche down where you can and provide content. Whip out your iPhone, whip out Facebook Live, and do a video a week. One thing that a lot of people don't remember, you look at those house flipping shows and people go, well, shoot, you know, those house flipping people, they have these video production crews and all this. Of course they can do that. Guys, the thing is, you are creating content every single day. Offers that you make, offers that you calculate, things you say to sellers, closing table conversation, figuring out how to write up a contract, walking through and doing a repair estimate. All of that stuff is content that you're creating. You are just not capturing the content. You're not capturing it with a video, with something like that that you can then share with other people and build your expertise. So 2017, you've got to do that if you want to cut through the clutter. All right. So here's what you should be doing. Facebook, as soon as you film a video on Facebook, upload it directly to Facebook. Okay. And then run some ads to your local market. We have a Facebook course called the Facebook Leads Masterclass. It's only open to Carrot customers right now. If you're a Carrot customer, go into the marketplace and find it and buy it. We walk you through exactly how to leverage Facebook marketing with video in a massive way. It's going to crush it in 2017. Facebook is going to be a big deal for investors and agents who tackle that in 2017 with content. Okay, so upload it directly there. Videos on Facebook have 10 times more engagement than images or regular posts on Facebook, and that's only increasing in 2017. Okay, YouTube is the second most popular search engine behind Google, and it continues to be. So build out your YouTube channel. Like I said, I would make an aspiration of just challenging yourself to get a video out a week. And I'm not talking anything simple. You don't have to do any editing on it. Okay, this audio piece I'm doing right here, literally, I pushed record. I'm going to push end. There's going to be zero editing. None. Okay, so you can do the same thing with video. Record the video on your cell phone. Upload it directly to Facebook. Type a message. Do some stuff. Give a call to action. Do some ads, you know, some ads the way that we teach it on our blog and in our Facebook Leads Masterclass. And get your message out there, cut through the clutter. Then upload it to YouTube. Optimize it for a search phrase that that person might be typing in. Okay, so if you're a probate investor in Houston, you might type, sell your inherited house fast Houston. Five tips for selling without having to repair. And then you talk about five tips on there. Okay, video instantly builds credibility. And it's where things aren't only heading, but they are right now. Okay, and especially available on mobile. Alrighty. So a couple more things I want to throw out there before we cut this off, because we're right at that 40-minute mark where I want it to be, is online marketing, once again, is just going to get more cluttered. But the thing is, guys and gals, don't let that disappoint you or put you down, because while it's getting more cluttered, which is every year and has been the last 15 years, there's more opportunity because more and more people are leveraging the web to do things. So while there's more clutter, there's way more demand being created on the other side every single year. Okay, so the people who really take these strategies, nail mobile for 2017, you've got to nail mobile. Not just mobile friendly, but high performance on mobile. Go to oncarrot.com/resources and find our webinar on mobile optimization for your website. Okay, second, guys and gals, is the market once again is getting cluttered with more agents and more investors than any time in the past 5 years. Okay, so you've got to cut through the clutter with content. Niche down your content. Okay, if you've helped people with a lot of river houses, awesome. Do a series of videos on river houses. Here's the four things you need to look at if buying a river house. Here's the thing you need to look at with your water situation if you're buying a river house in Roseburg, Oregon. Do a series on those things. If you're still struggling with content topics, we're going to be rolling out a ton of new tools and features in Carrot this next year that's going to help you do your content marketing more easily, going to give you ideas, going to help you do video marketing more easily. But one thing that always works for me is sit down and write down all the questions that people ask you. Or if you're out there with a client and they ask you a question, pull back and recognize that. Go, man, they asked me this question about this water system thing. A lot of other people who are buying river houses should know that too. So jot that down. And then make a note of it and film that video while you're out there. Okay, just do it on the fly. The other shift you're going to need to make for 2017 is you need to put yourself in a content always mindset. Okay, because you're always creating content. You need to leverage it and film it. Okay, so it's really almost no extra work because you're already doing this stuff, guys and gals. One of the biggest excuses people make about doing content marketing is like, I don't know what to write about and I don't have the time to do it, right? Number one, you do know what to write about because you're doing stuff every day that's of value to people. Second of all, you have all the time in the world to do it because you're already doing the content. You're just not filming it. You're not taking that advantage and opportunity to take that and go, okay, I'm at this house right now. We just talked about this with the buyer. Let me pull away for 5 minutes after the buyer leaves and film this video. Okay. It's just putting yourself in a content always mindset. Okay. And then fifth, really focus on video to cut through that clutter. Reasons why? Because video is easier to do. It's faster to do. There's less barriers of entry rather than sitting down and writing a blog post. It's cheaper to do and it builds better credibility and connection with people because they can hear your voice. They can see your face and they can see what you're doing. All right. So there's a lot more predictions I could make about the market, guys and gals. What's going to happen to Google pay-per-click and Bing? You know, what's going to happen with Facebook ads? What's going to happen with Craigslist? What's going to happen with motivated house sellers? One thing that we always see, and this prediction is going to hold true for 2017, is as a market heats up to be a seller's market, conversion rates for websites go down. because there's more options for that house seller now to sell their house. They can sell it for sale by owner easier now than 6 years ago, 7 years ago. They can sell it with an agent fast if they're okay with waiting to have it close. Okay. So there's a lot of options for sellers. So you're going to see your conversion rates continue to stay at a soft level for 2017. We saw a dip in conversion rates in hot markets in 2016. We predicted it would happen because our data guided us toward that prediction. So then we're always modeling things and adjusting things to shift shift the messaging. One last thing that just popped in my mind is in 2017, we started to do this quite a bit in the first or the second half of 2016. In 2017, you need to really make sure you're adjusting your messaging and your marketing to suit the current market. Okay. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you could totally focus as a house buyer on the "we buy houses or sell your house fast" phrasing. And it still works really well. The thing is, that was when people, you know, 5 years ago, that was when people couldn't sell their house fast. So that was a huge, huge selling point. Now they can sell their house fast with an agent. So you have to really be hitting on that topic and that thread of sell your house and avoid commissions. You know, agents versus investors. Let's compare the two. Sell your house fast and on the date that you choose with no hassle. Sell your house without having to pay for repairs. Sell your house and, you know, without having to have open houses and hundreds of people or dozens of people walking through your home. So you really need to point out those differences between an agent and an investor. And no matter what side you're on, you need to point out those differences, because those are the things going through people's minds in 2016 and 2017. It's no longer just sell your house fast or we buy houses, because now they can already do that. It's sell it fast with these caveats on the date you choose, without paying commissions, without hassling with buyers, without hassling with buyers who have to go get a bank loan, without hassling with open houses and people walking through your home and a buyer bailing, without hassling with all those things. So that's where your messaging is going to really cut through that clutter. All right. So guys, hit me up with your feedback on these predictions and let me know what you're going to do in 2017 to make sure that these predictions work in your favor. Because if you don't, they're going to work in someone's favor and hopefully not your competition, right? So guys, have an amazing rest of the week. Ring in the new year amazing there. You probably already have by the time you heard it. And let's tackle 2017 in an amazing way. And if you want to hear some more predictions from me, more specifically, if you're an Investor Carrot member, we'll be talking about someone on an upcoming mastermind call that we have every single Tuesday with you guys. And tune into those, because we're going to be diving into more of these predictions in more detail. And if you're not a Carrot customer, go to oncarrot.com/plans and check out one of our plans. We have Agent Carrot rolling out very imminently in Q1 of 2017. So we're excited to really bring that solution to the agent market, along with some other amazing innovations for all of our customers in 2017 to help you do content marketing better. All right, guys and gals, go out there, crush it this week. Go listen to our other episodes of the Carrot Cast, and make sure, if you haven't already, listen to our annual planning call that gives you my exact process and how to plan an epic year ahead. Go to oncarrot.com/epic. You can get the entire webinar replay. You can get all of my processes, my daily to-do worksheet, the whole thing. Go to oncarrot.com/epic. Until next time. Talk soon, guys.